Volatility has increased sharply in the cattle markets over the last week, especially when you look at the feeder cattle market trading limit down on Friday and again on Wednesday. And we're seeing live cattle market also post sharp losses for those sessions as well. Overall, we're looking at this market starting to trend lower, mainly because of a couple of posts coming from the administration dealing with the cost of beef for the average consumer. The administration's objective is to try to lower the cost of beef at the grocery store level or for the consumer, mainly because it will help lower inflation as far as the U.S. is concerned. In an attempt to do so, they're looking at increasing imports from other countries, primarily from Argentina. Argentina was in and had a meeting with the White House earlier this week, and they are looking at increasing imports of beef from that country, as well as Australia, as they also were in the White House having a meeting about talking about trade. Next week, we're going to be looking at Brazil coming to the U.S., and it's possible with those trade talks, we could be looking at an increase of imports of beef from that country as well. So seeing imports increase from those three countries will certainly cause a little bit of pressure into the live cattle market, but it still won't help take care of the impact that we're seeing in the feeder cattle market. Tight supplies, strong demand, and strong cash trade is what's been helping support this market, and none of those have changed in the short term. And increasing imports from these countries likely will not cause any disruption as far as the feeder cattle market is concerned. What it boils down to is the fact that we continue to have not importing beef out of Mexico, which has stopped the supply of 1.2 million head of cattle coming into the U.S. feedlots, which has created a little bit of demand short-term for feedlots needing to keep their lots full for cattle and cause them to bid up sharply for the availability of calves that are coming to town at this point. Overall, it'll certainly help lower the price for the consumer in the short term, but the long-term problem is not being solved by increasing imports to the U.S.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.